Welcome to episode 1144 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past 4 weeks, we have shared with you a special musical presentation, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, an epic story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. For the next few days, we will reprise some of the songs from the musical and consider devotional lessons that they offer us. Today, we begin with the invitation Jesus offered his first disciples. The same invitation is being extended to us today. It's profoundly simple. Come and see. These words, spoken by fishermen on the shores of Galilee and by a Samaritan woman, whom Jesus met by a well, ripple through time with a resonance that still calls to us today. Not an invitation to blind belief, but to encounter. Not a demand, but a beckoning. Jesus does not coerce us with miracles or force our hand with fear. He meets us with presence, with truth, and with a question. What do you seek?
Listen, we have found him, not another prophet, not another teacher, the one, the Messiah. Andrew, how many times, how many voices have called you from the shore? How many wild-eyed preachers have set your heart on fire? Elijah, the one to make the way straight. You followed him into the desert, drank his words like rain, and now this man, another teacher, another voice in the wind.
Not another Simon.
The only, the Baptist himself turned when he saw him. His voice caught like a reed in the river. The Lamb of God, he whispered, and I knew I'd follow. I walked beside him, I spoke his name aloud, and it filled the air like something heavy, something holy. He looked at me, Simon, not past me, not through me, at me, as if he had. What did he say? Did he promise swords and thrones? Did he tell you the Romans would fall, that the kingdom would rise before the next harvest? No, he only asked, what do you seek? And when we answered, he said, come and see. And we did, Simon. We stayed. Different when I left, as if the world had shifted, but only I had noticed. Come and see, come and see. Come and see, come and see, come and see.
In this first song, we hear Andrew's heartfelt testimony. A man forever changed by a single moment with Jesus. He doesn't offer theological proofs or grand speeches. He simply shares what he saw, what he felt. He looked at me, as if he had always known me. This is where transformation begins, not in argument, but in recognition. Jesus sees us, not past us, not through us. He sees us fully, and in that gaze we find the courage to follow. And note what happens after Andrew's encounter. He goes and tells his brother, Simon Peter.
Come and see, be a man who told me all I ever did. Come and see the one who gave me truth and grace instead. Could this be the Christ? Could this be the day? Come and see.
This second song echoes with the joy of discovery. The Samaritan woman, marked by shame and exclusion, becomes the first evangelist to her village, all because Jesus saw her, really saw her, and loved her still. Her past no longer defined her. Her encounter with the Messiah redefined her future. "Come and see," she proclaims, "because when you've tasted grace, you can't keep it to yourself." In the Bible, the phrase, "Come and see," is used several times in connection with Jesus, both by him and about him. In John 1, verse 39, when Andrew and another disciple, probably John, ask Jesus where he is staying, Jesus responds, "Come and see," he replied. It was about the 10th hour. This is the only direct instance where Jesus himself uses these exact words. It's his first recorded invitation in the Gospel of John. An open relational call to follow and experience him. Later, in that same chapter, when Nathanael questions whether anything good can come from Nazareth, Philip responds, "Come and see." In the book of Revelation, in John's vision, as the Lamb, Jesus, opens the seals of the scroll, the four living creatures each say, "Come and see." These invitations are apocalyptic, calling John to witness what unfolds as God's judgment and justice are revealed through the Lamb who was slain. Jesus' "Come and see" is an invitation to intimacy, discovery, and transformation. Others repeat the phrase when pointing toward him, such as by Philip, or engaging with him, like mourners at Lazarus's tomb. Revelation shows the phrase in a cosmic, eschatological sense. Jesus is the one worth seeing, whether in humility, grief, or glory. Today, Jesus invites us again. Come and see. Come with your doubts, your wounds, your weariness. Come not for spectacle, but for the Savior. And when you do, when you've met him in quiet prayer, in the pages of Scripture, in the face of a friend, you, too, will be changed. And like Andrew, like the woman at the well, you'll have a story to tell. What are you seeking in your spiritual life right now? How has Jesus looked at you in a way that made you feel seen? Who in your life needs to hear your simple invitation? Come and see. Father, thank you for a Savior who sees us, one who knows us fully and still calls us to come. Give us the courage to follow, to stay, to listen, and to invite others into your light. May our lives echo that simple, beautiful truth. Come and see. Amen. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.